you may have seen, is a member of the Queen City Podcast Network, powered by Ortho Carolina. Find out more at queencitypodcastnetwork.com.
Actors, right? The road to fame and celebrity. All right, I get it. You've had an incredible life.
Aren't you sick of hearing about them?
Me too.
The only problem is, I'm one of them. Except I'm not famous. Oh, you've probably seen me. A bunch of times. I'm the guy with the information about the hero's dad. I'm the doctor that can't figure out what's wrong with one of the main characters. I'm the guy they just punched in the face during the interrogation. My name's Brian LaFontaine, and I'm a professional actor. Oh, and it's not just me. There's a ton of us.
We're the ones you don't hear about.
Yeah, we're the names that scroll by at lightning speed during the end credits, but there's way more of us than there are of them. We're important too, dammit, because without us, they can't tell the rest of the story. So this is for all the movie and TV prostitutes, homeless people, drug dealers, cab drivers, cops numbers 2, 3, and sometimes 4, the pilots, the waitresses, and girl at party.
This is You May Have Seen.
I've known Carl McIntyre for over 25 years. He is a wonderfully talented actor and friend whom I always admired and respected. Carl has appeared in numerous movies, TV shows, commercials, and countless regional theater productions. In 2005, Carl had a massive stroke, and his life changed in an instant. He was virtually unable to speak and suffering from aphasia. Carl was told that his recovery window would be 6 to 18 months, and that he shouldn't expect much progress after that. Well, that's not really the case, because today, he's sitting down and talking with me.
Liza just graduated from high school?
Mm-hmm. Saturday.
This past Saturday? Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Going to Campbell.
To Campbell University? Mm-hmm. Where is that again? Is that...
94.
Okay, but is it... what?
After Fethel...
Oh, it is in North Carolina.
Done.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought it was in South Carolina or somewhere else. Yeah. Okay. And then...
pretty good school.
Yeah. Does she have any idea what she wants to do?
Nursing or something health.
Yeah. Something. And where's Grace going to school?
Grace, Grace, 2 years ago, mm-hmm. went to Gamble, too.
Oh, okay.
Home year.
How old is she now?
20.
I am talking to my very good friend, Carl McIntyre. I can't tell you how excited I am that you're here and that you came to sit down with me and talk about this. You may have picked up already that this interview is going to be a little bit different, and we're going to explain why as we go along. But first of all, Carl, where may we have seen you?
Lots of theater.
Yep.
Likes commercials, mm-hmm. TV and
right.
Movies.
And yep. Do you remember any of the commercials and TV shows and movies? Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Do you remember, are there some specifically that you remember that...
Well, first, after Shakespeare.
Yes, after the Charlotte Shakespeare Company.
I'm auditioned to L.A. or Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yes.
Right.
And... I'm auditioning for Away.
I'll Fly Away?
Yeah.
Right.
And, so, yeah?
Yes. So, Carl, back in the heyday of film and television here in the Southeast, you may have seen him in I'll Fly Away. You had a recurring role on that show, mm-hmm. which was a great show with Sam Waterston and I forget who else. But yes, you were also on In the Heat of the Night,
mm-hmm.
The Bandit, the remake of Smokey the Bandit. I didn't say it was good. I just said that you were in it.
money.
See, you're a true actor. You got to go where the money is. A Passion for Justice, the Hazel Brannon Smith story. Death in Small Doses, To Love, Honor, and Deceive, mm-hmm. The Killing Secret, Savannah, the TV series, short-lived TV series Savannah, Dawson's Creek, which you had a guest starring role on, One Tree Hill, Warm Springs with Kenneth Branagh, Surface, another short-lived TV series that we were both a part of, and Aphasia, which you were the star of, and we'll talk more about that. I love looking at your credits because, like, the brunt of, the majority of it is like those old movie of the week, Hallmark Hall of Fame type of movies because that was, I mean, that's what was going on back then.
90s is all about filming Charlotte or Trolley or Wilmington or Atlanta.
Right.
And
man,
many times drive 4 hours, four back.
Yep.
And sometimes 3 or 4 days a week going.
Right. Back and forth.
Crazy.
Crazy.
But friends all come with me.
Right. Right.
Michael and Jim and.
That's right. That's right. Jim Gloucester. That's right. Not that I forgot, but I mean, you know, he hasn't done it himself in so long that it's right. Jim was a part of that group. And of course, Tim Parati.
Yeah,
you guys would load in the car and.
My car is bigger.
Right.
Help to gas.
Right. 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 So how did this all start for you? Like, how did you end up becoming an actor to begin with? Because first of all, where are you from? Tell me again where you're from.
Laurinburg.
North Carolina. Small town, right?
Small town.
So, so how did you end up trying to pursue acting or pursuing acting?
Well, first, high school senior, my father is heart attack is dead.
Okay.
Stayed close because help mother.
Right.
Because I'm oldest and wiser. And
of course. Not just,
but I went to St. Andrew's College.
You went to St. Andrew's College?
Yeah.
Okay. In Laurinburg?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought going to find maybe a lawyer.
Oh, that you were going to go to law school and become a lawyer.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I ever knew this about you.
Well, I like history and politics and...
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And anyway, junior college.
Yep.
Maybe I need to speak better.
Yes.
And maybe... on a whim, go to auditions.
Really?
To
for the theater department.
Yeah.
Wow.
And cast big lead.
Really? Do you what show was it? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
Glass Menagerie.
Glass Menagerie.
Yes.
You did Glass Menagerie.
Yes.
Really? Were you the gentleman caller?
Yes.
You were the gentleman caller in Glass Menagerie. Of course you were.
Yes.
And that was in college. So then...
Bug.
Yeah, you got the bug. That was it.
And,
And
next is lead by Crouch Greek.
A Greek show?
Yeah.
Okay, one of the Greek plays?
Yeah.
Okay. So then now you've changed directions completely. And now your intention is to become a professional actor?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yes, but... I need work too.
Right.
Because I never need no money to go to LA or Newark.
Yep.
Yeah, and I need 6 months. I need to save everything.
Right.
Because I'm going.
That's what you were going to do. Yeah. You were going to save as much as you can and then go to LA or New York at the time. And then.
And life is way. Life is. Changed.
Yes.
Because 6 months, 2 years.
Still not in New York or LA. Right. But you were working this out. Yeah. Now, was there a film and television market at that time? Do you remember? Or, I mean, so you end up, let's jump a little bit.
Yeah.
So you end up working with the Shakespeare Company, with Lon and all those guys, and that becomes a big deal and a big part of your life.
Yeah.
Right. So then you're in Charlotte full time, right? You're at that point.
Yeah.
And... that's when you get picked up by JTA?
With the agency? I went to first play Charlotte Theater.
Yep, Theater Charlotte.
I first show
Oh, The Crucible?
Yes.
Yes, you did The Crucible. That's yes. right. You did that. You played John Proctor in The Crucible yeah. at Theatre Charlotte.
First time, and first time filming our first time Lon.
The first time you met Lon?
Yeah.
Because he directed that?
Yeah.
Wow.
And yes. and find Michael
yep.
and Jim and mm-hmm. all
the gang.
Yeah.
That's how you met the whole gang.
Yeah. I think 27.
You were 27
yeah, yeah.
around that time?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you had all kinds of things to look forward to.
Yeah.
You were young. You were ready to go.
Yeah.
Tall, and, strapping, handsome man.
Well, yeah, well.
well. All right. So then let's fill in a yeah. little bit the more obvious part of the story. So then what happened? What happened to where you are now?
Well,
you were this, you know, you were this regular working, theater actor, working actor.
Working.
Yep.
And teacher.
Yep. You were teaching acting classes.
Sales. Still working sales.
Yep.
Three jobs.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
Yes.
Well, and, you had three kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And babies.
Yes. You had a lot going on.
Yeah. Lots of going on. But September 15, 05.
Right. Wow. I can't believe that.
Stroke.
You had a stroke.
Massive stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Hemisphere, left hemisphere is all gone.
Right.
Reading, writing.
Yep.
Reading.
Speech.
Only one or two words. And fog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
2 years fog.
Wow.
In,
wow.
I know, but I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Because right. I am, well.
Yeah. So then your life changed in an instant like that.
Yeah. And I like life back. Why me?
Right.
I think, 4 years, maybe 5 years, 2 years fog, whatever.
Right.
But I'm open cloud and, oh my God, what happened?
Right.
And I can't talk. I can't. Oh my God. I need work, but no work.
Right.
Hard. Depression.
Depression.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Really. To your question, and what happened now?
Right.
Well, I went to Elizabeth, and I found a study,
mm-hmm.
Chapel Hill.
Yep.
And 4 years later,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking again.
Mm-hmm.
Badly, but okay. And Chapel Hill, speech and hearing school.
Yep.
40 years reunion.
4 year reunion.
Yeah. 40th.
40th reunion.
Okay. Something, maybe a play or
right.
maybe movie. I don't know.
Yep.
Well, Jim and Chuck and Donna and Tana.
Yes.
And helped to write scripts.
Yep.
And I went to go to Chapel Hill to a movie.
Right.
And I thought one time and
done.
Done.
Right.
But Tanya, or Donna and Tanya.
Yeah, so let me just clarify for a second. So you've got, so Jim Gloucester,
mm-hmm.
Chuck Bloodsworth, Tanya Bloodsworth, and Donna Scott were the ones that sort of collectively got together to help create what ended up becoming aphasia.
Real life.
Right.
Yes.
So you ended up being, I don't know, is diagnosed the right word? You were diagnosed with aphasia? That's
yeah,
what?
And proxy.
Yes, yes. If Colleen was here, she'd be able to tell us both.
But I can't, need to learn to mouth and
right.
Tongue.
Yep.
Because I need to lower down because speaking is better.
Right. When you go slower.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, so you ended up becoming, after all of your TV movie days, all your theater days, mm-hmm. all your commercial days, all your day players as, you know, these small parts in these TV shows and movies, you end up becoming the star of aphasia. Probably not the way you had planned or expected.
No, no, but I'm purpose again.
Right.
Yeah. Chuck and Jim and all, maybe more showings, movie.
Right.
Aphasia the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, fall,
yep.
go to a convention here and see conference
yep.
of speech and therapy. Or,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So aphasia was, or is, a short film.
Yeah.
Based on what happened to you.
Yeah. And I acting out.
Yes.
And Jim Wright.
Oh my gosh, is that how it happened?
Yeah.
You were acting out the scenes as to yeah. how everything happened when it happened to you, yeah. and he was writing it. So for everybody out there listening, again, I'm talking to Carl McIntyre, and through his experience of dealing with the stroke and working through having aphasia, Carl, along with some friends of his, created a short film about Carl called Aphasia. Aphasia tells the story of actor Carl McIntyre, who survived a massive stroke in 2005 and lost his ability to read, write, and speak. Prior to the stroke, Carl was a successful film, television, and stage actor. The language difficulties he now experiences as a man with aphasia have been an obvious obstacle to that career, but they do not interfere with Carl's ability to portray human emotions and interactions. In Aphasia, Carl stars as himself and portrays his life story with an incredibly nuanced performance. Through humor and pathos, Aphasia will speak to anyone who has struggled to meet life's daunting challenges. And so the short film ended up going to through film festival circuits, God. Right, and got a lot of showings.
Lots.
And then as a result of that, you started getting speaking.
Bookings.
Yeah, to speaking engagements.
All world.
Around the world.
2 times, Australia.
Australia, right.
I never imagined flying aphasia or a movie or a...
Right.
But...
And are you still getting some bookings from that now, or is it
not now because 4 years?
Yep.
But I'm going to October, going to movie and showing.
Okay, great.
Vegas.
In Vegas, nice. You gonna play a little poker?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's great. That is great. Obviously, it was a big transition for you, like you were talking about. It took several years. You dealt with depression. I'm sure you felt lost, as you were saying, not knowing what to do. Because the acting part of your life, was that big of a part of your life.
Well, sales,
mm-hmm.
teacher, and actor.
Right.
I can't talk.
You can't do
no
any of them.
No actor, no teacher, no sales.
Right.
And what happens, I'm clueless and scared.
Sure.
But Elizabeth is a wife.
Yes.
Rock.
Amazing.
Amazing. Yeah.
So back in the acting days, you did move to Los Angeles finally for a while.
Yeah.
Yes.
I went to Lawn... Going to UCS.
USC.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
for film school.
I work, but no but no agent.
Right, right. There's no acting stuff that was happening.
Well, I tried.
Right.
And I'm still trying.
Yes.
But I figure out LA is young.
Yes. I was going to ask
and
you.
And I, now I know because 45 mm-hmm. or 35.
35. You were 35 at the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
And old man.
Yeah.
Well, younger.
No, right. But no, by LA standards,
yeah.
Yes. You were old, of course.
And every, I tried to agent.
Yep.
But look, agent 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
12.
Yep.
Ari.
Oh, like
fight,
you.
Right. Same thing.
Yes.
I can't.
Right. Right. They've already got a bunch of guys
yeah.
like you.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I ran into that when I went to New York, which I'm sure, I know you enjoyed living in Los
oh,
Angeles.
Yeah.
It was a great time. But yeah, I came to the same realization too, that it's like, I just got here too late.
Yeah.
And that's disappointing.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
Yeah, but I tried and I'm still love LA.
Yeah.
I love energy.
Did you go and do some stuff for aphasia out there in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Festival.
Some of the film festivals.
Booking a school.
So the schools that you talk to are, they're medical programs primarily,
yeah.
or, yeah, that have to do with people who are learning about stroke victims or going into that area of medicine.
Yes. And, or conference nurses.
Do you remember when you got your first booking for TV or film? Do you remember when you got that first TV job or film job?
Yes. Well, audition.
Terry Laughlin.
Filming JDO, JDA.
Oh, with JTA.
Filming.
Auditions.
And Gary's are really good.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, book. And, oh my God, I'm money.
Yeah,
and,
right.
But, no money, but I'm in.
Yes.
Well, fly Atlanta.
Fly to Atlanta.
And moving.
Yep.
I'm a star. big commercial, but
yep.
big.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And then you started to work on a semi-regular basis. You were auditioning, like you said,
yeah.
pretty frequently
oh, yeah.
and driving back and forth. So you end up, in 2000, you get booked as your first, if I remember correctly, in your first guest starring role on Dawson's Creek.
No, first, Fly Away.
Oh, I'll Fly Away. You were a guest star. Ah, I got you. But I remember Dawson's Creek, and I remember when you got booked on
yeah.
that, because you were so excited.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, big.
It's a big role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth is now married.
Yes. You guys were married.
And
yep.
I'm happy to still acting.
Right.
Because look. Word, every time, no more working. I'm an actor.
Yes.
Yeah, and okay, fun because maybe not more.
Of course. This might be the last one.
Yeah.
Right. We always know that,
yeah.
or we always think that.
Yeah.
See, but again, you and I used to talk a lot.
Yeah.
We used to spend a lot of time together. We used to commiserate together. We would share stories about auditions and get drunk together. And that's why, you know, I remember so much that, like, I know that if you had your choice, you would have been a full-time
oh, yeah.
actor, full-time. And I know, again, if I remember correctly, that was what you were hoping for, waiting for, working for, was for that opportunity
to
move to the next level. Yes, to move into bigger and better. Yes, bigger and better.
Big fish, but not like I need ocean.
Right.
I need small, but big ocean.
Right. What makes it so hard to be a full-time professional actor? Why is it so difficult to achieve, do you think?
Commitment.
Commitment.
Any cost.
Right, at any cost.
Every time. Go to vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And audition.
Oh, sure.
Working.
Yep.
Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Three or four times. I need to go to friends. Dead.
Funeral.
I can't because I'm...
Ugh, that's going to be so difficult. Yeah, that's going to be so difficult. And that's it still happens to this day. Like, it happens to me all the time. As soon as I say I'm not available, then the phone starts ringing like crazy. Crazy. And yeah, I mean, it's the same still about trying to do theater and do a play. It's a big commitment. And then, of course, as soon as you say, yes, I'll do this play, then, again, you start to get auditions. Oh, yeah. And you're like, I can't go because I'm doing this play for no money or very little money. But, I mean, see, you were like me, though. You loved doing theater, didn't you?
Love it. Money, I like movies because right. Lots of money.
Yes, yes.
But I love, love, love theater.
Yeah.
Because every time is same but different.
Every time. I've heard that you directed Steel Magnolias recently.
I did.
Tell me about that.
Well,
More with Carl McIntyre in just a minute. You're listening to You May Have Seen, proud member of the Queen City Podcast Network, powered by Ortho Carolina. There are so many great podcasts on the network, and they're adding new ones all the time, showcasing great stories by great people and really shining a spotlight on the Queen City. You can find them all at queencitypodcastnetwork.com. I'm mixing things up a little bit this week with the shout-outs. I really want to recognize Jim Gloster, Chuck Bloodsworth, Tanya Bloodsworth, and Donna Scott, along with numerous others who came together to bring the idea of Aphasia the movie to life and help Carl share his story. These are some amazing people. Jim Gloster has been the production designer for numerous hit shows and movies like Veep, Ballers, and 13 Reasons Why. Chuck Bloodsworth is a fantastic cinematographer of features and documentaries and has worked in the art department on numerous films like The Patriot and Dances with Wolves. Donna Scott is a talented actress and producer. She has her own production company producing some really wonderful theater, and she always seems to be helping others showcase their talents. And Tanya Bloodsworth, who you know from her interview with me a while back. Tanya is an incredibly talented actress, writer, and director. A big, huge thank you to all these folks and more who made Aphasia the movie with Carl McIntyre a reality. Okay, here's more with Carl.
How did that happen?
Well, Lorenberg.
In Lorenberg?
Yeah.
Right. Community theater?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, right.
And two years I'm bored of. First year, I can't. But lighting.
Yep. You doing lighting?
Yeah.
Okay.
And help to lights.
Yeah. That's
something
great.
To do.
Yeah. But also in an area that you love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And need list of shows.
For the season?
Yeah.
Right.
And I like to direct Steel Magnolias.
Yep.
Okay, fine.
Wow. It was that easy.
Well, yeah.
But and I mean, everybody knows you.
Well, but really? Okay. Now, oh my God. Reading auditions.
You had auditions.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
First, I had a stroke. I can't speak well.
Right.
But I'm passionate about theater.
Yes.
Help me help you.
Mm-hmm.
Signs.
Sides.
Yeah.
Yes. The audition sides.
Yeah.
Right.
And old bike still working.
Yeah.
Because, okay, here, one more piece of.
Right.
One missing one. And find it.
Wow. Again, so what you're saying is like it was like riding a bike.
Ah.
Just got right back on.
And I'm good at it.
Had you ever directed before?
small.
Yeah. Okay.
But full.
That's unbelievable.
But, and love.
How long did the show run for?
Two weeks.
2 weeks. Right.
First year, auditions, 2 months.
Yep.
Because still working.
Right.
And I'm working. And
right. What are you doing for work these days? Are you substitute teaching? Is that what you've been doing?
Yes, 2 years.
For 2 years?
High school.
Okay. So now that the summer is here, what are you up to?
I need a job.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But same problem.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Can we talk about what it was like with the family for you during those years?
Oh, yeah.
Because how small were your kids at the time?
Grace is 5 years.
She was 5 years old, and she was the oldest.
Yeah. Eliza is 4.
Wow.
And Sawyer is 1.
Oh, my gosh. And their father, who has 3 jobs, just had a stroke. Wow. Yeah. And your wife teaches elementary school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 2 years, Elizabeth, no working.
Right.
Because I need... Elizabeth said 3, now 4 people. Baby.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I remember first home, 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
hospital.
Yep, you get out of the hospital.
And everything is new.
Right.
And... What? Salt.
Wow.
Yeah. Fall. Fog.
So you're having to relearn everything all over again. What everything is.
Mm-hmm.
How it works. Wow. Wow.
And 1 year, no taste.
Really?
Yeah.
I've lost your taste for a year.
Maybe. Yeah. 50 pounds lost.
You lost 50 pounds.
Because nothing is good.
Right.
And still, my something,
mm-hmm.
I need to eat.
Oh. Sure. Eventually you will eat because your body will tell you that you're hungry.
Something is wrong.
Right.
Oh, food. Okay.
Right.
But Grace... Remember before and after.
Right. The other ones were too young.
And Grace, 6 months, maybe, different daddy.
So I'm guessing at this point, your kids have seen like a lot of your old clips and movies and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What is that like for them to see you that way?
Oh, daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that they're incredibly proud.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that scene, that's in aphasia, mm-hmm. where you're this there at the house with the family, and then all of a sudden, one of the shows comes on that you were in?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
No diced.
Right.
Yeah, but off.
Yeah.
So
that really happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. You saw yourself shortly after the stroke and it all just hit you like a ton of bricks.
And every time.
Really?
Every time. Went to Matt.
Oh, when you did Creative Mornings.
Yeah.
You spoke at Creative Mornings and they showed your clips.
Yeah. And after, really good show. But now, not. I hear... myself old.
Oh.
Old
right.
Carl.
Right.
But new Carl is way away.
Yeah. Right.
And I saw it and no. Still good.
Right.
But
right.
Need work.
So how did you find a way to continue to use your skills and gifts as an actor after the stroke?
Well, I can't talk, but I out.
Right. You're very outgoing.
I love to people.
Yes.
I love to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't talk.
Right.
But need more time. Mm-hmm. But I went to Chapel Hill master's class.
Right.
Aphasia.
Yeah. Right. Where the film was showing there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, no. First, Katharina, maybe talk about aphasia or people, lots of people,
mm-hmm.
every
mm-hmm.
class. Well, Katharina, okay. Carl McIntyre is stroke.
Mm-hmm.
But speak something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey.
So now you're back in performance
mode. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just comes
oh,
on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey. Okay. But I can't. Something is wrong. His head hurt and poof, all gone. Black.
Really?
And right side is paralyzed.
Whoa.
And man, what is happening? Acting out. Call.
So you started acting out?
Oh, yeah.
What was happening?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Katharina is amazing. Oh, I need more filming and filming more.
So that's how the idea started. Yeah. You started acting out what had happened.
Because I know.
Right.
I'm ham.
Sure. Give you the chance to speak. Oh, I mean, yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay, fine.
But I mean, so how did that process all come together? Because you do have that pretty well rehearsed now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So was it a matter of sitting down and writing
six
it
months?
Out? Six, it took 6 months, just repeating it over and over and over and, you know, constantly adding new things
to things.
It. Yeah,
Chuck says, why? Different speech, but oh my God, more, but still good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever try and add new things to
it
sort of spontaneously? You do? See, again, there's the performer in you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. I'm dead. Start first, but...
And then, haven't you been booked on like either some commercial or print jobs too over the years?
Yeah.
Where you don't have to speak?
No. Yeah.
No. Right. I mean...
And extra...
Yeah. Done some extra work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't know how often that was still happening
no.
for you very much. Yeah.
2 years.
Because also, you used to do some print work. You did some modeling work,
well,
if we're going to call it that, back
before
in the...
Before I'm young and pretty. Now old and no hair.
Jeez. Oh, you know, I'm going to put pictures of you on the internet. They're going to see that you still have hair.
Well,
still,
yeah.
Maybe not as much, but you still have hair. Okay, so I understand that... You still wish to have the old version of Carl back. But obviously, it's been 14 years, right, since the stroke. You've come a long way.
Oh,
you have,
long way.
And you have found a way to sort of make peace or come to grips with
yeah.
your current situation. And what was... And I know I'm going off the script and I apologize. But what was the... motivator for you to finally just basically just get up off the couch and say, okay, I'm done being depressed or angry or whatever. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Movie.
Right. The movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm working again.
Yes.
Purpose. Feeling like I'm no bars. I'm free.
Right. Wow. What an interesting way to put it.
Because
that.
Prison is... Mine is prison. Because I'm here.
Yes.
But I can't...
So it felt like that for you.
Oh, yeah.
You were locked in a prison in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now possibilities is endless.
Yeah.
Every day is hard.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I... need to fix me.
Because now you can, obviously we've exchanged some emails and some mm-hmm. text messages or whatever. So, I mean, you're able to
oh, yeah.
type or write?
No.
Go ahead.
Still numbers or letters.
Yeah.
Is still
a little.
But here come reading or.
Yeah. Reading comprehension.
Yeah. Better.
Yes.
And okay. I can't say, but Brian, good to see you.
Ah, yes, the old voice text. Probably one of the greatest gifts in the world.
yes. Yeah. Because yeah. I can't, but I can.
Yes.
Hear.
Yes.
Oh, word. Okay.
Yes. Do you remember any fun audition stories or acting stories or things like that or any from back then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sad, but
yep.
True. I went to audition Wilmington, big commercials, and Judy booking, and going to Wilmington to filming or a studio.
Yep, you go to the studio.
Good, fine, but New York agent or... Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, really? No, no handsome.
What? So wait a minute. So you book the job.
Yeah.
You go there to shoot it, and the New York people, like, you're not handsome? Didn't like the way that you looked? How did you get the job to begin with?
Well, audition.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But it's like, how did they end up choosing? Like, how did these people not see you? Oh, my God.
But
so what ended up happening? Do you remember?
Still booking.
Yeah, you still shot it.
But classes or... and fickle business.
Yes, yes. It's
still... Because... But I'm booking.
Right, right.
But, okay. Learned.
Yes, for sure. Is this from Steel Magnolias?
I paint, I direct, I...
You painted the set as well?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Every...
Wow. You did all that. You did the set decorating and everything? Carl, that's fantastic, man. That is fantastic.
Well, I'm proud of it.
Well, I mean, do you think you might get the chance to direct again?
Oh, yeah.
Will you want to direct again?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because 3 months... Night and day.
Yeah. Right.
Love it.
Yep.
Because I'm good at it.
I mean, I know when, you know, you had the stroke and you were like, I was a salesperson, I was a teacher, and I was an actor. But again, I remember Carl the actor, and I remember that being the biggest passion you had, right? Did you feel that being an actor defined you more as a person, like, you were Carl the actor, even though maybe your sales job paid more money, but you were Carl the actor.
I'm always first actor.
The actor.
/ actor.
Yes. And so along with losing your ability to speak and communicate, do you feel like that was taken away from you? You know, that, you know, I'm Carl the actor.
Gone. All gone. And 5 years searching.
Yeah.
But I know a vision of the movie.
Yep.
Change my life.
Right.
Or more depression.
Right.
But I'm... I like to think I'm halfway up.
Glasses half full.
Yeah.
Optimistic.
And, always.
Did you feel like you were forced to look at yourself as in a different way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And something need to change, too.
Because, I mean, as much as... we love what we do and we love being actors.
Yeah.
there's something a little twisted about defining yourself by that.
Yeah. Lots of, well, therapy, speaking, but therapy changed open, slate.
Give you a clean slate.
And I think, well, I'm always, I like people and no bad people, but I'm inside of me. Now I know more patience.
Yes.
More open to people and more
supportive, encouraging. Because you carried a lot of pressure, I remember, during those days.
Oh, yeah.
It carried a lot of pressure. And did that contribute to the stroke? Was it, I mean, did they ever explain to you how and...
No. Yeah. Never knew.
Right.
Every baby born 2 weeks and whole heart.
You have a hole in the heart.
And shut. But 10 people were sent.
It opens and closes?
Yeah.
And 10% of the people.
And 10 people, 10 more small people.
Right. Small percentage?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Hold, open.
The hole's been open.
Yeah.
Wow.
And maybe I know before struggle or a pressure every time working and
all the things that went along with it just added pressure to it. Are there certain signs that people should look for or try and notice in that would indicate a stroke that you're aware of?
Yes. 2 days, head hurt really bad.
Yeah.
Called the doctor.
Yeah.
Right or left from...
Right.
Something is wrong. Missing words.
Right. This was leading up to the actual stroke before
only me, head hurt.
Right.
Really
okay.
bad.
Yeah.
And never.
Right. Right. And I know what you're talking about. What you, Bell's palsy, isn't that what it is? Yeah. When some people experience that. Yeah. And for anyone who's interested in learning more about Carl's story and the movie Aphasia, and seeing everything, the finished product of everything that we've been talking about, as well as actually some of your public speaking promos, you can find at Aphasia the Movie, all one word, aphasiathemovie.com. You can find out information about Carl, about some of the festivals that the film has been a part of, and really get a better understanding of what his whole story is about and how amazing he is. So make sure that you go and check that out. It's a really crazy thing, and it's difficult, you know, and it makes me feel like a horrible person at times because I haven't gone through what you've gone through. I haven't experienced what you've experienced. And, you know, the things that frustrate me and get me, you know, bent out of shape about my career and life as an adult. And then here you are, who you had everything taken from you.
Yeah.
Just taken away. No notice, no heads up, no warning. Your life has changed and turned over. And I mean, and I know that it was difficult for you, and I know that you talked about your frustrations and the depression and feeling like you were imprisoned in your mind, which I can't imagine. But still, here you are, 14 years later, constantly trying to find new ways, new opportunities, still realizing that you have so much to contribute.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like it. Find passion and find it. Big or small, but find it. Something new. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. How do you not lose hope? How do you stay optimistic?
Oh, well. I like life. Friends, and still lots of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Not much Logberg, because
right.
New friends is tricky. Tricky because I can't talk well.
Right.
And but old friends, fine. Brian, me.
Because we know you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know you.
Yeah.
That's got to be, I can imagine, that's got to be a pretty challenging place to be. But that was a fantastic answer. And I'm going to do my best not to get too emotional. Because whenever I see you,
mm-hmm.
I know I actually put this out there before. You make me want to be a better person, Carl.
Thank you.
I love you. Yeah. And I think what you've done is incredible.
Thank you.
I can't thank you enough for coming and sitting down and talking with me. You know I wish you nothing but the best, and I know that there's going to be so much more for you to look forward to and for all of us to look forward to from you and with you. This has been You May Have Seen with my good friend Carl McIntyre. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And if you'd like to leave a comment or review, that's always nice. You can also email us at youmayhaveseen@gmail.com if you have a comment or a question, and we'll give you a shout-out in the next episode.